Blog Talk Radio.
Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also on this Labor Day Power Monday. Yay, yay, yay. A Power Monday. Hey, hey. What's good, y'all? I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. I'm feeling like a real man should. We are talking about choose the last one or wait for another batch. Do you usually, on average, take the last thing that's available and are happy that you are at least able to get it? Or do you say, nah, I don't want the last one left because the last one might be broken? The last one might be damaged. The last one might be messed up. The last one already been touched over. It been groped. It been molested. It been felt up. It's not really all that wrong to feel that way, because you might be right. There are some things where you have to consider that if nobody wanted this, maybe this ain't the one. Let's go into some things that we go to buy or some things that we desire, and let's take a look at it. Let's ask ourselves the question. When you go buy, let's say you go buy a new car. You go buy a new car. So you go to the car lot. You've already scoped out, done research, and looked up the vehicle that you wanted. You go to the car dealership and you tell them what you wanted. And they say, yeah, man, these things been selling like hotcakes. So you already knew the engine type, the interior style and color, exterior color, interior color, all the options that you wanted. You knew what you wanted going into that dealership. But when you went into the dealership, they said, we don't have that. We don't have the options that you wanted, but we have this one. Now, the one that they may have left may actually have more options than the one that you chose for yourself. But this is the last car anyway, so it doesn't really matter that much, because your choices are limited. Your choices are limited. You take this one or you going home with nothing. Or you could go to another dealership. You could go to another dealership and see what it's hitting for. Try your hand at another dealership. Well, I mean, what you going to do? You going to barbecue a stew? You going to ish or get off the pot? But that might be exactly what it comes down to. You know, are you going to accept this last item and be happy, or are you going to wait until they get another shipment? You know, when you go to buy a car, when you actually decide to go in there and buy a new vehicle, especially from a car dealership, you know, if you buy a new car from a previous owner or online, you know, I've had luck with both. Shoot, I've been buying used cars since they were advertising them in the newspaper. I haven't read a newspaper in so long, so that kind of tells you something. But when newspapers were a valuable source of information and resources, I used to go to the section where they were selling cars, and be like, they used to have a section, I remember, where they had cars for under $3,000. $3,000 or less. And I used to buy cars from that. It was a good look. You know, you got $2,000, $2,500, $3,000 cash. Go ahead to the $3,000, cars for less than $3,000 or less area in the newspaper. You might score a come up. Anyway, when you go into the dealership, you have to be prepared to be in the dealership all day. If you're going to finance the car, anybody knows. I don't even know why it takes so long. I've always wanted somebody to tell me, why does it take so long to purchase a car that you're going to finance? You be in there for 5-6 hours. I'm not playing. The first time I bought a car, a brand new car, well, my first car was a brand new car, and I was financing it. I was in there from about 2 in the afternoon, and I didn't get out of there until almost 10 o'clock at night. I was like, what the hell? I did a day. Y'all should pay me. You know, what's my pay rate? Give me some commission for selling to myself. Anyway, so when you decide that you want to go get a car, and you know, you've already mentally prepared yourself to do some haggling. You know what I mean? You getting it together. If you get to the car dealership and they like, yo, we don't have nothing left, that's going to take the wind out of your sails. And you're probably not willing to wait until they get a whole nother shipment. Like, yeah, we're supposed to be expecting some in this day and that date. If you want to, you can customize your vehicle right now, and we can make sure that we have yours on order. So we can do all the paperwork today, and then when your car comes, you might not be willing to do all of that, which could have an effect on your bottom line. It can have an effect on how much money you're going to spend that day. But if you're shrewd, if you're a shrewd purchaser, if you're a shrewd consumer, if you're a shrewd customer, you might be like, well, this ain't really the one that I wanted, but I'll take it if you'll give me a discount on this, or if you'll match this, you know. Like, you know what I wanted, and this is what y'all have, and what y'all have doesn't match exactly what I wanted, and I got the money. I got a car loan, got a check ready, go. Y'all got to sell me this thing, and yo, everything'll be all right, and y'all get paid, and I want to drive out something in the shade and the sun, and I'm going to be the one, and I'm lean back, listen to my sounds, one. Okay. So if it's the last car, if it's the last vehicle of the choice that you wanted, would you take that car, or would you be like, well, why is this the last one left? Do you scrutinize the last thing that's available, even if it's something that you really wanted? I don't think that it's a bad thing to do that. Oh, shoot. You know what? I'm here looking like, what's missing here? I didn't pop the chat out. So I'm like, I don't see my people. There we go. Yeah, I mean, y'all hanging out over here, you know, talking, and you know what I'm saying? What's going on, Carol Tamba, Leme, Favorita, T. Carry, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. Good to see me, some you, both of you, and I'm really glad that you both came through. All right, so, yeah. So, do you take the last of whatever is available? Carol says, you're early today. Oh yeah. I told y'all this yesterday. I mentioned it on the Urban Therapy with Sun show. I was like, look, I think I'm gonna do the show early tomorrow. You know what I mean? Get it out the way, because you never know. It's Labor Day. I could get invited to an emergency cookout. I mean, you know, people invite me to stuff. I might get invited to an emergency cookout. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you just never know. Anyway, do you accept or take the last choice that's available? Because mentally, a lot of the message that the last one in the store sends to some people is that, well, if it's the last one, probably nobody wanted this. Maybe it's broken. Maybe it's damaged. Maybe it doesn't work as well. Maybe it's slow. Maybe something is wrong with it. Maybe it's not as good as the others. Maybe it's irregular. You ever go to a store to buy some clothes, and they have the last, and it's the last pair of jeans in your size, the last shirt, the last sweater, the last whatever it is that you're buying. It's the last one. When it's the last one, you might really give that thing the once over. Like, let me make sure that it's not the last one because somebody returned it. You know how you can tell when it's a pair of pants, a pair of jeans, you know, something like that. You can tell when somebody had it before and they returned it. So, nigga like me gonna give it the smell test. Make sure I don't want nobody ass. Yeah, I mean, really. If it's a shirt, I'm smelling underarms. Make sure we good. Because somebody might have bought it, tried it on, found out that it wasn't the right size because they didn't try it on in the store. You know, it doesn't seem like people try on clothes in the store like they used to. Before, everybody spent most of the day trying stuff on before they bought it because they knew, first of all, you don't feel like coming back to the store. And a lot of times, especially when you go to a department store, it won't be there to for you to make an exchange, and even exchange when you go back. A lot of times, it don't work that much. So, you know, I'm surprised as many people buy clothes online as they do, because, you know, you don't know how it's going to fit. You don't know how it's going to fit. As a matter of fact, when I order clothes online, I normally order clothes that I already have in that style or whatever, or in that brand. So I kind of have an idea about how it's going to fit. That doesn't work with, let's say, Levi's jeans. Y'all know it's so many different cuts, different styles of Levi's, that you might know how the old Levi's fit, like the 501s, the 505s, and maybe the 550s. But, you know, they got 514s, they got 555, this, that, and the third. You know, you don't know. You don't know. So you can't just, for a man, you might order a pair of Levi's, like, yo, man, I saw these joints online, they fly. You know what I mean? You get them home, and they pair of skinny jeans. They hugging your nuts all crazy. You looking like Eddie Murphy back in 1983 or some shit. Just saying. But anyway, the last one. Would you take the last one? Another thing. What if the last one, let's say you go to the polo store. You know how black people love polo. We love the low. People have been, you know, I mean, Ralph Lauren been holding the black community down for 45 years, maybe longer. So you go to the polo store. You know that most polo stuff be selling out pretty fast. As expensive as it is, a lot of times they have sales. So it might be like the last polo shirt. You got there, it was the last polo shirt. You wear a medium, but all they had was a large. But they got this large on sale. It got $115 on the tag. But you can get this for the low, $75. It's on sale. And you got a Macy's 40% off coupon. Yeah. Yeah. So this thing, you're going to wind up getting this polo shirt for like $35, yo. But it's not exactly your size. It's a little big for you. And it's the last one. It's the last one, dog. That's it. Now, you're going to do the black thing and go ask the attendant, hey, yo, you know, do y'all have any more of these in the back? No, they ain't got none in the back. I ain't never been to a department store and they had more of whatever they had out there in the back. Have you? Because if you have, you'd have scored something. I have never had it happen. I've never gone to Macy's, Bambergers, A&S Strauss, Gimbel's, JCPenney's. I've never gone to any department store, and they whatever they had out there, they had more of it in the back. DK Wright says, yes. Are you answering that question? You've gone to a department store and they had more in the back? Never happened to me. It was always like, no, this is it. And we're not getting no more. That's it. Get it while it's hot. Now, would you take the last one? Like, all right, well, this ain't the old polo. The old polo used to hold its shape so good that if you... Your medium was going to be a medium even after you washed and put it in the dryer. Today's polo, the Chinese polo, I don't know. DK Wright says, oh, found out what day the shipment comes in, and they usually have more in the back. Okay. I've never gone to a department store and that happened. And I mean ever. And I used to live by the department store. Plus, I worked in retail, so I know they have more in more the last 2 days. Oh, more the first 2 days. Yeah, I worked in retail too, and we did have more in the back, but we were a smaller store. Like those department stores, like I said, I've never had that happen. Okay. Okay. It's tea banging, man. I'm trying to tell you, that maple syrup in the tea, this thing is the truth. It might be maple syrup from now on, man. I don't know about that honey. See, this shit is mad tasty. All right. So the last one, for a lot of people, the last one symbolizes a decrease in quality. Like, if nobody else wanted it, why should I want it? The thing about this whole thing that we're talking about is it can cross over into things that don't have anything to do with objects, don't have anything to do with inanimate objects. It can cross over into people. For example, have you ever scrutinized somebody that you wanted to date? Have you ever scrutinized them by whoever they dated before? Have you ever gone so far as to scrutinize not only who they dated before, went with before, whatever, but also scrutinize who they broke up with or who broke up with them? It might sound childish, but information is information. And the way that you have learned that things work is the way that you've learned that they've worked. So, have you ever not dated somebody because they dated somebody that you didn't respect or that you thought was dirty or nasty or whatever? Well, let's do this in reverse. If somebody is good looking to you or desirable to you, would you not date them because you figure, well, something must be wrong with them if nobody else wanted them? Why would I want them if nobody else wanted them? Same thing is, certain people will date somebody just because everybody likes them, because they the hot item out there. It's weird. But right now, we're talking about choosing the last one. Do you make your choices based on everybody else having what you, everybody else wanting what you want or what you're going to go get, or nobody wanting what you want or going to go get? Does it make a difference to you? Does it send a message to you that if nobody else wanted it, you ain't got no business wanting it? Is that where we going with this? Is that where we going with this? Well, you know, let's take a look at it. Choose the last one or wait for another batch. You know, when this crosses over into people, I think it gets a little dangerous. That's what I'm thinking. I think it gets a little like, wait now, wait, how, no. I'm not so sure about this one. I'm not so sure. That might not be an area where we should scrutinize the last one left. You know, there are some men who won't date a woman because she has kids, which I think is crazy, but I know why they do it. And I ain't gonna lie, like, it's hard for me to respect a man who thinks that way. Like, yeah, because if you know, if she got kids, you're gonna have to be dealing with baby father drama, baby daddy drama, and you know, the kids not really, you know, the kids being bad and all that. I'm like, if you're afraid of life, dog, just say you're afraid of life, all right? I mean, if you're a sucker boy, just say you're a sucker boy. Just say you're a sucker boy. That used to irk me. You never was really down, you job time turkey. But anyway. And then there are a lot of men who don't want to date a woman who doesn't have any kids or who can't have any kids. Real shit. Now, we don't talk a lot about that, but I've heard brothers say it. I've definitely heard brothers say it. Like, nah, man, I don't really want to be with no chick that don't have no kids, because they figure if a woman doesn't have any kids or doesn't want any kids, then she's probably not good mother material, which probably means she's not good wife material, which probably means that she's not even good girlfriend material. There's something about those maternal instincts that a lot of men really appreciate. And we probably don't talk about that enough, but it is what it is. TK Wright says, I sometimes take the last, if it's electronics, but person to person, I have to think on that one. Yeah. TK Wright said. She also says, I have raised an eyebrow if I saw that they dated a chick. Oh, who is grimy? If nothing else, it says a lot about what they will accept or reject. That might work for you, it might not. Might don't. TK Wright says, in the end, I go for who goes for me. That's interesting. That's interesting if you mean it the way I'm taking it. If you go for who goes for you, so that can mean different things to different people. I'm not sure what that means to you, but just eyeballing it, what that could mean is that you'll accept whoever accepts you, or whoever, you know, reaches out for you, you'll take it. Now, that could be a good thing, that y'all are mutually attracted to each other, or it could be a bad thing where, you know, I just want somebody who wants me so I can be in a power position, or I'm too lazy to go out there and look for what I want. So I'll just settle for whoever wants me. Like I said, I'm not saying that that's what you're saying, but it could be construed that way. All right. So, electronics. Back in the days, or maybe even now, but definitely back in the days when we had bona fide toy stores, Christmas time, going to go get your kids Christmas toys. You sometimes had to take that last one that was left. That was it. It was sink or swim. That last Cabbage Patch doll. That last Tickle Me Elmo. That last, what were some of the most famous toys over the years that people fought over? They was fighting over the last one, literally. Shout out to y'all if y'all remember those Cabbage Patch Kids dolls. Them things was they blew up so crazy. Ugly ass corny doll. Same thing with that Tickle Me Elmo. There were more. What? There were more. If y'all can remember some, let me know. Let me know. By the way, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I know, you know, this. I'm doing the show at this time threw a lot of people off. You know what I'm saying? We a little light today. But, hey, the people who show up are the people that matters. We here. I'm here. Hey, thank good, baby. So, choose the last one or wait for another batch. I know when I go into, when I eat fast food, I want my fries fresh. If I see that you got to scrape the sides and all of that to put my fries in the box, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I don't want them. You about to drop another batch of fries? I'll wait. Yeah, I'll even hold up this drive-through if I have knowledge that those fries ain't going to be hot. I usually check my fries before I drive out of the drive-through. I check everything. Make sure that ketchup in here, salt, pepper, whatever. But let me test these fries. Make sure these shits is hot. If they lukewarm, I'd be like, nah, man. I need hot fries. I need them shits hot. I need them burning my hand. And be like, okay, well, that's gonna be another 10 minutes. Oh, I got 10 minutes. All right, sir. Well, can you pull over to the side so we can take these other orders? I was like, yeah, give them cold ass fries, yo. Then I see the car behind me pulling over too. I know what happened. I get it. I totally get it. Yes, I do. Stacey White says, I'm here in the bushes watching. That's what's up. Thanks for coming out of the bushes.
Yay!
Yay! But yeah. Yeah, when it comes to food, like if it's the last carton of milk, the last loaf of bread, definitely last donuts and all that, you probably don't want that. Probably don't want that. Like, yo, man, this joint been sitting in here all day. They've been sitting here all day. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm a holler. Man, nah, I want that. Man, nah, I want that. We don't want that. No want it. But there might be times when you have to accept what you can get at the time. At the time. But yeah, choosing the last one can put something, it can put a message in your head that something is not as good, that it has a decrease or it has less quality than something that you may have wanted before, you know? Like, this ain't a good look. This ain't a good look here. It's the last one. I ain't choosing it. I'll wait till y'all, you know, bring through a whole different one. And sometimes you have to choose that last one because the last one was really the last one and you may have really needed it. Just like we were talking about with those Christmas toys. Those Christmas toys, it was like, yo, you wanted to make sure that when your kids woke up on December 25th morning that they had what they asked for. It was on the Christmas list. We took it off the Christmas list and made sure you got it. So I had to punch somebody in the face in order to get this last one, but it was worth it. Yes, Daddy broke his hand on somebody's nose. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, kids. I mean, you could feel some kind of way about it. You could feel some kind of way about it. But yeah, choosing the last one is a choice. And it's a choice just like any other choice that you might make in your life. It might send a message to you, to your psyche, that this ain't the one. This ain't it. This ain't it, baby. We're going to rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. All right, so yeah, the last one that's available. Now, all my impatient people are going to take what they can get up front because, you know, we don't be feeling like waiting. Now, wait, don't get me wrong because I am patient. But I ain't going to front. When I go out to buy electronics or something like that, I want what I want. I'm not trying to wait another day. When I'm ready to give that money, because this is what happens with me a lot of times. And I don't know about y'all. But when I go out to buy something, when I go to a store to buy something, I'm ready to buy right then and there. If you delay me, if you mess up that process, I'll find something else to spend the money on. Like, I'll start thinking, like, do I really need this? Do I even really want it? Because I might not. I might start thinking, like, eh. You know what? To me, it's a little overpriced anyway. I tell you what I have done. I don't know if y'all have done this. Have you ever gone into a store to buy some electronics? Like, there have been times I went into Best Buy, and I was going to get a pair of headphones. Matter of fact, this happened in 2020. In 2020, I went in Best Buy to get some Bose 700 headphones. Now, this is like $400 headphones in Best Buy. So I said, that's too expensive. I went online to Amazon, and Amazon had them for $330 with 5 monthly installments. No brainer. I ordered the headphones on Amazon while I'm in the Best Buy store, and they was delivered overnight. So like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, they dropped the headphones on my step. So now that didn't have anything to do with the last one, but I'm just saying, this is what happens. This is what can happen when when I go into the store to buy something and I'm all ready to make that purchase, and then something gets in the way. Something gets in the way, and now it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious audience. September 5th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Lonnie Hall, turning 59 years old today. And Stacy Cook, go get a Stacy Cook. Stacy, happy birthday to you. And also Nicole Baker, turning 58 years old today. And Jackie Taylor, turning 57 years old today. And also go get a, my girl Donna, wait a minute, did she change this? Donna and Holly, it used to be blessed and highly favored. Now it's Donna and highly favored Brown Cade, turning 68 years old today. And last but not least, my cuz, Mark Sonny Branch. And he's raising money for the fundraiser for Rose Haven. I don't know what that is, but hey, oh, it's a nonprofit, okay? I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday with his glorious. September 5th. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, I mean, it's the last one left. You going to barbecue a stew? You going to shit and get off the pot? What you going to do? What you got? Do you want it bad enough to take the last one that's left, even if it's not a perfect fit? Or do you have to say, nah, I think I'm away. I'm not going to hate. I think I can chill. I think that I will. Well, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. And however you choose, just know that there are reasons behind your choices. Hopefully, the choices that you make are not so influenced by people that you don't even know or are unaware of that it causes you to make uninformed decisions about not choosing something that may be beneficial for you, because that can happen. That can happen. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, regular time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another Daily Go Get It Business show. I want y'all to have a great Labor Day. Chill, rock, roll, skate, roll, bounce. Roll, bounce, rock, skate. Okay. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. I say peace.